Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RVR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening. We're located in Memphis, Tennessee, and I am in Redmond, Washington. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford live, or by going to the archives, which really is the on-demand section when you go there, and they're available after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and just press the one button, and Annie will get you in. She's our moderator, and she will get you set up. I want to talk a little bit before we go into the show tonight. We have a wonderful guest tonight, Mahala, a world astrologer. I will talk more about her in a minute, but I do want to go over the network, the RBR network that I am a part of, and give you all the good stuff that goes on throughout the week. Monday is the Cosmic Contact Show. That's me, and that's always at 4:30 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. And 6:30 Central Standard. Anyway, the Yano Center of Light is at 8 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. That's hosted by Keith Blanchard. On Tuesday, the I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m. And that is hosted by Annemieke. She is from Holland. She always has great people on her show. Check her out. But the Night Search Show is at 9:30 on Tuesday, and that's hosted by Eddie Middleton. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. And he is the state director for MUFON, which is the organization that investigates UFO sightings. He always has fun people on the show. Wednesday, the No Show is at 7 p.m., and that is hosted by Robert McMillan, and he is out of Little Rock, Arkansas, with the New Thought Movement. So he always has great people, and his moderator is Rhonda Harrison. She's really a fun person. She has her own show. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live at 8:30 p.m. These are all live shows if you call in at the time. Central Standard Time, and that's hosted by James Remkin. He is the owner of the network, and he always has some good things to share about manifesting and creating the life you would like to have. On Thursdays, the Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30 Central Standard Time. It's hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. Daryl's guests have included well-known personalities such as, I don't know, he has great people on there. You just need to check him out. He brings in a lot of new stuff from New York. Anyway, on Friday, the Searchers Roadmap Show is at 1 p.m., and that is hosted by Rhonda Harrison. Now, this is all Central Standard Time. She's from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado, and she really hosts a lot of shamans that from around the world that come into her show. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. That's hosted by Deborah Bouvet from Boston, Massachusetts. And on Saturday, Soul Town, the Sound of Music, that's hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. And Sunday is the Spring Vision 7 show. It's at 3 p.m. Again, that's from Boston. So now you know every show that we do offer throughout the week. So there's plenty of good things to listen to and a lot of great guests that we have on the shows. But tonight, I want to welcome wonderful guests that has been on the show many times. Mahala is a wonderful speaker, and she's going to tell us everything about the up-and-coming events that are going to happen in our world and astrologically and for November and maybe into December. But she's very knowledgeable, and she's interesting, and she's enlightening, and she's very uplifting. about her show. She is also a famous writer, lecturer, and minister, and she's been sharing her predictions for over 30 years. And anyone who is interested in an Edgar Cayce past life reading for a donation of $30, you can contact Mahala at planetalert@hotmail.com. With your birth information, month, day, and year that you were born, the time you were born, and where you were born. You have to have all this information, but please put reading in the subject line that you want a reading when you do go online to order this at the planetalert@hotmail.com. And if you want to get her that wonderful newsletter that she puts out, and a monthly newsletter, and you can go there to www.mahalasastrology.com and sign up for that. Tells us everything that we need to know and what's in the know. Good evening, Mahala.
Hi, Pam, and how are you today?
I'm doing great, and it's so good to have you on the show again. It's never enough, but we're so thrilled that you squeeze us in every now and then.
Yeah, well, I enjoy doing it. It's fun, I think. You know, it's always fun to share your knowledge, I guess.
Well, of course it is. You've got great stuff to share. Mahala, do you have anything in specific that you want to tell us before you start talking, or something you're working on, or did I promote your past life reports from Edgar Cayce? Did that sound good? Did you want to say anything about that?
No, I think you did a good job, you know, so
okay.
We can just start talking about the planets, because this is a very, very powerful week. And
okay.
And so, you know, I don't know exactly what to expect, but I mean, there's going to be, it's like a full moon week, you know, and so this is, will be like the, what was set up for the full moon will be triggered probably this week. And it could be either good or bad, depending on how a person vibrates to it. Because, like, right now, you know, like, the moon is in Cancer, and the moon is conjunct Mars, which is conjunct Pluto, and that's normally considered a negative aspect. But the positive side of it is that that can bring great energy. And I know, like myself, I've been totally energized today. You know, and so I like the feeling, and so that's a positive aspect of it. But the negative aspect of it could bring some challenges with it. And so I looked at my map to see where the aspect will be exactly over, and that it looks like it's over, like, Ferguson, Missouri. And I checked on the internet, and it said that, you know, like the trial that's been going on there, for so long, and where there's been so much rioting in the past 6 months or so, that the verdict of the trial is supposed to be coming to pass here real soon. So depending on what happens, will be depending on how that Mars-Pluto thing works over that area. So we could send a few prayers that the verdict comes out, so people won't get angry riot over it, you know, like they've done so much in the past. And then we have, like, right now there's four planets in Scorpio, and I think everyone knows how intense Scorpio is, and Scorpio has been our challenge for the last couple of years because of Scorpio being the very intense energy within us. And so being that this is the last time this year that Saturn will be in Scorpio, it's kind of like a testing month to see if we're ready to ascend or not. And so the planets that are in Scorpio right now are the Sun, Venus, Sun, Venus, Saturn, and Mercury. And Mercury, you know, a lot of people say, well, Mercury, as soon as it turns direct, changes its energy. But people who are real sensitive to Mercury find that they still vibrate to the shadow period. There's a shadow period before it turns retrograde and after it turns retrograde. And so today, we're moving out of that shadow period of Mercury being retrograde. So even though it went retrograde way back on October 25th, we're feeling the effects of it right now. And so all the planets in Scorpio are direct. And so this is, you know, like I said, like the kind of testing to see if we've pulled all of the impurities out of our body that we've needed to do, you know. And it's like a culmination of the last 2 years. And so I know, like with the full moon or the eclipse that we had on October 8th was really, really, really strong. And that started because it was on the degree of 15 degrees Libra, which was activating the weaving of our major light body. And so this past month has been a month for a lot of empaths and light workers who have felt ascension symptoms very, very strong. And for those who have felt it, it's been very, very difficult to move through. And because this past month, it's been like the sinus thing on up to the pineal gland, and because it's an opening, a major opening to our pineal. And so that's been one of the major symptoms, and in the head, and then also heart palpitations with, you know, Jupiter and Leo squaring the Scorpio stuff. And so a lot of people, I mean, I had heart palpitations for probably 2 whole weeks, you know. And then when that happens, you begin to wonder, well, is something wrong, you know? And so a lot of it is just the ascension symptoms that we've been going through. And so I wanted to mention that because people, you know, if you don't know that other people are going through the same things, it can get kind of scary when you get heart palpitations and think, oh, man, I might be having a heart attack, you know, or something like that. Well, of course, if you have heart problems, you know, you should get it checked out. But if you don't, you know, the chances are it's just ascension symptoms. And so hopefully we'll move past that. And so with the planets so strong right now, you know, with Jupiter squaring those four planets in Scorpio, it could be bringing out a lot of the ascension symptoms this week. And it's also because on the 13th, November 13th, 12th and 13th, Mars will be square Uranus. Now that is really, really powerful. And Uranus is the planet that rules light and electricity, and it rules the New Age energy, and it rules the new. And so with Mars squaring Uranus, that's really, really powerful. And on the degree of the cardinal cross that we had way back in April, I mean, that's intense energy. And so this will bring with it lots. I'm expecting lots of changes this week. And one of the things that Mars Uranus brings is Uranus rules storms. And so we have like the polar vortex that's been coming down from Alaska, and it's bringing the energy, you know, really cold weather down to Montana and Colorado and on over to Chicago. And so for the last couple of days, the moon's been in Gemini, and so that's the area that's been affected. Well, tomorrow and let's say 12th and the 13th, the weather should be pretty good today and tomorrow, although it might be kind of cold. But then on the 13th, another storm is coming in, and so that will be over the East Coast, from like the Mississippi River on over to the East Coast. So if that energy works out in another major storm, which I think it will probably be a big one. And it's better working out, I think, in that way than it would be like in a warlike, violent opposition or square, which it could be, you know, because Mars and Uranus together can be like, let's fight, you know. And so we don't need that vibration. And so, but this square is exactly over Washington, D.C., you know, so that could be with the Pluto thing there too. It's in Capricorn. Pluto and Mars are in Capricorn, and Capricorn rules the government, and you know, like with the government being transformed, Pluto's a transformer, you know, we might see some kind of a major transformation. Well, we did have the elections last week, and that could have been the precursor to it. So I don't know exactly how this energy will work out. I'm pretty sure it will come bring in the storm. But as far as with the government thing, I'm not quite sure how that might work out. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. You know, time will tell how that works out. And so this energy goes on all week, you know, with the Cardinal Cross being activated, the eclipse that happened on October 8th being activated again. And so there's bound to bring a lot of things this week. And so I guess we'll just see what comes in. Because we're in such fast speed transformation, you know, there have been a lot of things that have happened this year. And it actually started, I put this in my last planet alert about the star that exploded with an X100,000 flare in April, on April 23rd, at the time that the Cardinal Cross was in the heavens. And so that wasn't a one-day affair. You know, whenever the planets activated, then they're activating that energy again. And so with the Cardinal Cross being activated again this week, you know, it's going to bring in the energy that happened way back in April when the Cardinal Cross was in the heavens. And if you want to talk about power, that is it. And then after that, that star, it sent out flares for 20 days. And if you just think about all of that energy coming to Earth for transformation, you know, it's just we're on the last leg of our ascension process, I think. And so this month will be a big part of it. And this particular time, as long as the sun is in Scorpio, which it will be there until November 21st, it's the time of relooking at to make sure you get everything out, you know, and when something appears in your mirror, you know, that you thought you'd gotten rid of, well, it's just like coming up for the last breath of air before it can be gone. And then I know, like, I had a major thing on October 1st, and it's really weird because I had just written my planet alert, you know, where I said that from that eclipse on October 8th, mine hit me a little before October 8th, and that can happen with an eclipse. And so I was in, because of the high blood pressure, I went in and then had an allergic reaction to the medicine they gave me to take it down, and my body shook for over 2 hours. And I was cold and shaking and my head hurt, and it was not a very fun thing to go through. But as I was laying there, I thought, well, I just wrote my article. And I said that in my article that all the impurities would be burned out of our body with the fire energy coming in. And there was a fire triangle at that time. And so I thought, well, what I'm experiencing is not a very comfortable situation, was actually a good experience because it was burning out the impurities in my body, which is what is needed to be done so we can go into our total light bodies. And then after we get there, you know, life will be great because we'll be on a frequency high enough that it won't make any difference what goes on around us because we'll be in the energy of love. And that's the best place I can think of to be. And so we've had to have all these energy surges, you know. And then with this last eclipse that we had on October 23rd, there were, 4 or 5 X-class flares that came in. And every time a flare comes in, it affects our head and our brain and then the rest of our body. And because our brains have needed to be changed. And that's another thing that we're working on is changing our brain so that we can have our brain connect to our heart so we can think with our heart. And that's what this is all about, is thinking with your heart. And so it used to be that our brain would think and then our heart would react. But now it's turning around. So we think with our brain and with our heart, and then our brain reacts. And so this is very important. And so we need to have all of this energy to help us transform into using our heart energy and to think with our heart. And as I know that a lot of the people that are listening right now, I'm sure they're light workers, you know, or they wouldn't be reading my article. And the impasse, I think, the ones who feel everything in their body are the ones that have been having the hardest time with the energy that's coming in, because they take it into their body and they kind of act like lightning rods. And then when it comes in, you know, then it affects the whole body. And so I was just thinking about that yesterday, and I thought, oh, man, I'm a real lightning rod, you know. And so because I had an experience this past weekend with a solar flare that had the radiation hit the ionosphere, and so then it came down and hit me. And so I decided to put this, a cover, like a dome-shaped cover, over my house with a very, very thick white Christ light barrier all around it. So when the energy comes in, instead of coming right through into my house, it can be diverted a little bit to, like, maybe go out into the yard and go down into the earth instead of into me, so I won't feel it so hard. So if anyone else has been feeling the same things with it, like electrical beam coming down through them and then getting the ascension symptoms, well, you might want to try doing the same thing. Of course, I don't know if it works yet or not, but the idea came to me, so I'm hoping it will work, or I should say I'm knowing it will work. And so that's kind of been like the story of my life. And then we have, today was just absolutely beautiful outside. It was a gorgeous fall day. And so today and tomorrow, you know, it's supposed to be beautiful with a little cold, and we're feeling the winter right here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, starting like today. And then, but then there's supposed to be this storm that comes in, and it's supposed to be hit Washington too, and then go across the United States. And I guess that's supposed to be another polar vortex bringing the storms in. And that's probably what will be, you know, hitting the East Coast and the Southeast too, probably Wednesday and Thursday, or Thursday and Friday, something like that. And so I know I had heard that this is going to be like a really cold winter. Well, it's starting already, at least here in the Northwest. And so, Pam, do you have any questions? I've just been talking.
Well, I love everything that you're sharing, and I, as far as, you know, working all the light flares and things that have been coming in, I mean, I have felt the changes, and also knowing that it's not been easy because I'm in the part of the Grand Cross. But I feel that I'm getting on the other side of it now, too. And I just, as you were talking about how it still feels like Mercury is retrograde, I have definitely felt that. I'm going, well, when do we get beyond this Mercury retrograde where it seems like there's, you know, it's hard to move forward there. But when does Mercury go retrograde again? Do we have that coming up anytime soon?
Probably not till next year, because it usually happens every 3 months. But, you know, I've been hearing people say that it feels like Mercury's retrograde all the time, you know. And the planet Uranus also acts real similar to Mercury does, you know, because both of them rule storms, you know, and Uranus rules electricity. And like right now, this week will probably still feel, even though Mercury's turning in the retrograde, it will probably still feel like it's retrograde, but it won't really be Mercury. It'll be Uranus. And it might continue on until Uranus turns direct. And that doesn't turn direct until the winter solstice. And that's a real big deal when that turns direct. and it turns direct almost at exactly the same time as a winter solstice. And that's a very, very unusual thing. And so we have, in December, we have a lot of light coming in, you know, so it'll be, you know, big time light. And it comes in, you know, like during the festival, the winter solstice, you know, is all about the birth of the light. And so if you think about it as the birth of the light, you know, and the planet Uranus turning direct, and because Uranus tends to screw things up too, just like Mercury does, you know. And so with that going direct at that time period, it's going to be, I mean, I'm looking forward to this particular aspect. You know, I said, oh, man, it's finally going direct. And so because it rules light, you know, I'm looking at it as this is, well, kind of the end, at least for the ascension process for the light workers, you know. It might not be for everyone, but for a lot of the light workers, I think that this will be the end of the ascension process, where we'll be manifesting our light bodies. I think that is so exciting. That what?
Well, it is exciting. But is that going to be when the winter solstice on the 21st of December, is that when that's going to all happen?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Good.
And so I think we should have a huge celebration.
Me too. Well,
yes, right, yeah. And
asked, go ahead.
Okay. There is, you know, because like... well, there's always, okay, like from the winter solstice for 6 months, you know, and some will hit the point of going, you know, big time into the ascension thing at the winter solstice, and then there's like a 6 months overlay. And this is really interesting because in the late 70s, I had a dream, and I never forgot it. And it was in the dream, I was watching the sky light up, and it was all different colors. And it was beautiful. And I thought, when I woke up, I thought, wow, you know, what was that all about? And the only way I can explain it is it looked like there were fireworks all over the heavens. And so recently, I've been getting emails from different people and different sources that saying that this event is on the agenda. And then another friend of mine called, and she says because of the way the Mayan calendar is, that it could be between December and 6 months, you know, be December and what would that be in June, you know, the summer solstice, that there's a possibility that this could actually happen. And the people I've gotten emails from think it's real imminent, you know, to happen real soon. And also it talks about, you know, like at the end times, that the fire will appear in the heavens, and it will look like the sky is on fire. And that's like what I saw in my dream, you know, like many, many years ago. And so, but I just wanted to put this out in case this happens, so people wouldn't be afraid or anything, you know, because I think it will be a very joyful time period when this happens. And I don't know what the cause of that could be. You know, it could be like something, I don't know, exploding in our atmosphere or something. But it is the signal. And for all these years, ever since I had that dream, because in the dream I was told that that was the sign that we were at the end, that the changes had happened and we're ready to go into the new world. And so if that's that close, you know, to me, that's really exciting. And so being that other people have, you know, are putting out the same information, then I think that's, oh, and then in the Bible too, it also talks about the great light that comes. And this could also be considered the light, the colored light, so we could see it, you know, all different colors and you know, just like beautiful fireworks in the sky. And so I'm just, you know, really, really excited to see this, you know, to see, oh, man, is my dream really going to come true? And is this the real sign of the end and of us going into the new earth and living on the new earth? So I guess time will tell, you know, if that happens or not.
It will. Time will tell. But I think that is exciting. There are several people have in the chat room are talking. One man said that he had had a similar dream showing all these weird and wonderful lights and what happened to be an array of beautiful flying craft. He said the dream felt good. I have never forgotten that dream either. And he's been waiting for it to happen. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yes, yeah, me too.
Well, there's one other thing someone said. I'm trying to pick up what people are talking about here when to talk to you on the thing. They wonder if the extra chemtrail activity relates to any of these energies that we might be experiencing.
Well, my first impression is no, that it would be something else. I know because our ET friends have been helping us neutralize the chemtrails for a long time. You know, and so, but okay. Well, let me tell you about. I mean, I guess there are a lot of people that don't really like know about what happened on Mars. You know, like last month in October, I think it was October 19th, and there was a comet that came in. It was called the Green Comet, and the atmosphere of that comet interacted with Mars, and Mars, you know, in the past has always been known as the war planet, and. And they said that there was a great light show on Mars when this happened, you know. And you can, and Space Weather's talking about it right now. So if anyone's interested, they can go into www.spaceweather.com and then just read what it says in there about the interaction with the comet and Mars. And so from my point of view, from an astrologer's point of view, I look at it as okay. So when something like that happens. You know, everything's energy. And so to me, it totally changed the energy on Mars. And Mars had another event like that, similar to that, you know, not too long ago, within the past year, or maybe 2 years. Time goes by so fast, it's hard to remember sometimes. But anyway, so something is working on changing the energy of Mars. And so as above, so below, you know, and so... So, and then they think, oh, the energy just hit Mars, you know? But it should be reacting on Earth this week with Mars square Uranus. And so that's how it works. You know, something will happen, and then we'll see the reaction of it later. And so I don't know how that would affect, except that it will energize the planet Mars a whole lot. Right now, this week, as Mars is square Uranus. And so it could be, you know, like bringing in more energy to us. Or there could be, you know, who knows? I mean, comets come in all the time. Asteroids come in all the time. You know, there could be something else that would stir up our atmosphere here close to Earth and cause a light show. Or it could be just the space that we're moving through right now. Because I know years ago I was told that the Earth would be moving into a different space in you know, where there would be more asteroids and everything would be, and the time would go faster, you know. And so we've been gradually moving into that space for several years now. And so there could be something in this space, you know, that we're not aware of, maybe some gas or something like that, that could cause an explosion and cause a light show. I mean, I really don't know. I'm just, you know, kind of trying to figure out what it might be. But my feeling is that it would be something in the atmosphere that would trigger it.
Okay, well, all this light that we're getting now above, is that meaning that it is pushing us or getting us prepared to get into our light body, or is it just more enlightenment?
Yes. It's helping us. Every time we have a solar flare, you know, it activates our light bodies. And so we've had several solar flares, you know, just this past month or so. And so, and the sun itself, something is going on with the sun. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's different than it used to be. And just like with the last in October, with all those X-class flares we had, there was no CME that came with them. And that's extremely unusual. And the scientists are trying to figure out, you know, why that happened. And then a friend said, well, the ETs are helping, and they were stopped, the CMEs, because it would be too much energy for the people on Earth, you know, that we couldn't handle that much at that particular time. And so, you know, that could be what happened too. And so, but anyways, I just know that something strange is going on the sun, and I don't know exactly what it is. And all of the planets in our solar system in this last, well, probably since the 80s or the 90s, I think it started in the 90s, all of the planets in our solar system have gone through changes. Uranus and Neptune had pole shifts, and Jupiter had comets going into it. That was in 1994. And then Mars, we've watched Mars have, you know, their major stuff just this past year. And so we're the last one to feel the changes. And so it's had to go through, well, Mercury first, you know, because Mercury is closest to the sun, and then the inner planets, and Saturn's had its change, you know, where there was great storms on Saturn. And so, and this is a scientific fact. The scientists have documented all this information from the satellites out there, and they know that every planet in our solar system has gone through their change, because it's not only the change on the Earth, it's a change in our whole solar system. And so as it comes down, you know, we're low on the totem pole as far as the change goes, and so we're the last one to experience it. And so now it's our turn, and we have started going through the major, major shifts on the Earth with all of the different things that have happened, and especially all of the Earth changes, you know? I mean, they started big time in 2005 when they had the tsunami in Sumatra, and they've been going strong ever since then. And so, you know, so we've been in the process of our change too. And so now we're at the process of the end of our change. And I'm not saying it's going to happen in December or the end of it, you know, because I think that the Earth changes will still go on for a while. But it's our turn now. And this is so important, and this is why there are so many ETs that are here watching us, and people from other dimensions that are watching us go through our change, because this has never happened before, where the Earth, the people on the Earth, are going through a change. We're going through a change taking our physical bodies with us. And that's a first in this universe. And so everyone is here. And so when we make it, you know, like we will make it, then it will be such a major event in our universe that everyone will be celebrating. And so that's one of the reasons that we've all come here. You know, we're the great experiment. We chose to do this, and we've done it. You know, we're almost through. And so this is really exciting to me, and that's why they say that the Earth is the newest and the best, because we're the first ones who've been able to pull off this ascension thing in a physical body. And that means that we'll be able to live here on a physical body, on the new Earth, and connect to all of the different dimensions. And that is a major, major, major thing.
That is
and
amazing.
So that's exciting. So we can congratulate ourselves on being able to have made this change. And they'll say that, you know, some people say, oh, there's going to be a big war and the world's going to be destroyed and all this, you know. Well, the lower dimension might be destroyed, but the higher dimension is not going to be destroyed. You know, the earth we live on, we're already on a higher dimension earth, and we're not going to be destroyed. No one will let that happen, you know. And so, and besides that, all the controllers are going down right now. And so we're at the end of it, you know, end of the cycle. And so, as far as I'm concerned, we have made it, and we should be very proud of ourselves.
Well, that we've hung in there that long for this anyway. Well, it is exciting times, even though it sounds like there's a lot of scary stuff that could still happen this month or maybe next. But so all we really need to do is just stay positive and work on ourselves and stay in our higher thoughts and in our ascension thoughts, and not into the fear of all the stuff that's going on around us.
Right. And the more of us that can stay in the thought of peace and love, you know, and just feel the serenity within us, and then we can help the rest of the world, you know, the ones that might still be having the challenges, you know, like in the Middle East, and Russia, you know, because they're pretty much hot spots right now, especially with all those four planets in Scorpio and with ISIS there and the Syria and the Middle East, I mean, Israel and all those countries, you know, they're very challenged right now. And the Ebola crisis in Africa. And you know, there's one thing. I don't know how many people know that diseases have a certain frequency to them. And if you don't vibrate with the frequency of one disease, you're not going to get it because it's not compatible with you. And that's like been proven in the Rife technology. For those who are familiar with Rife technology, because they have machines where they have actually documented the frequency of all the illnesses that there are, you know. And so if you're on a high frequency, and that's why when we get on a high enough frequency, there won't be what's called illness anymore, you know, because you won't vibrate to it because the diseases are on a lower frequency. And so the higher you can get your frequency, then the diseases just disappear from your body. And I had a friend told me about this book. You know, it's called The Miracle of Metaphysical Healing by Evelyn Monahan. And it was written in 1975. And I wasn't ready for it at that time. And I know probably a lot of people weren't ready for it at that time. But this woman healed herself of blindness. She healed herself of paralysis by using the technique that she puts forth in this book. And it is totally amazing. And so I would like to put out that information, you know, and it's called The Miracle of Metaphysical Healing. And you can get it off of Amazon. They have for under $5, you know, and that includes shipping. Because they have them. They have a whole bunch of used books, you know, if you want a used book, and you can get it. And if you try the technique, and she uses color healing with it, and she gives, you know, a technique exact what to do. And if you do this technique, you can, you know, get rid of certain diseases. And so I thought, wow, this is absolutely wonderful. You know, and so that's why I'd like people to know about it. So if they want to, you know, experiment with it and try the techniques, you know, they could. And now would be the time to do it, you know, because we're supposed to be purifying our body of all the negativity in it. And, you know, from the October eclipse, you know, on. And so I'm really impressed with the book. And so that's why I wanted to share it. And then she has the different techniques with all of the colors, you know, and going along the different chakras and how you visualize these colors, you know, and like the colors for certain diseases and stuff like that, you know, and like the red is for blood, any kind of blood diseases, and the yellow is for digestion, you know, and the orange from also for digestion and for the lungs. Let's see, I think, make sure I get this right. And well, I guess I haven't memorized them all that good yet. But I did mark it in my book here. Okay, so let's see. It says, let's see. Oh, okay. The blue. Okay, so they start from red and then blue. Okay, red's for any kind of blood disease. Blue is for bringing tranquility and peace and any kind of infection. So you visualize a beautiful shade of blue, you know, in your body. And then the green is for the nervous system, the heart, and the circulatory system. And this would be a really good color to use, you know, to visualize in your body because of our nervous system being renewed right at this particular time. And then the orange is energy for digestion and assimilation, and it's for the respiratory system, and it's for asthma and all diseases with the lungs and the chest. And then the yellow is for the energy of purification for diabetes and affecting the intestines and the bowels. And then the blue is for any diseases affecting the area of the head, the eyes, the ears, and the nose. And we need that right now with what's being activated too. And it also is for treatment of mental and emotional disorders. And then violet is particularly for the nervous system. And it's also effective in curing insomnia, mental disorders resulting from brain damage, physical illness, and injury infected the brain itself, and diseases and injuries to the eyes. And then the universal white Christ light is used for the whole body. You know, like if you just want to say, oh, you know, I'm going to clear myself of all diseases, you know. But make sure that it's a white Christ light that has a Christ consciousness in it. And then also with the yellow light, you know, the golden light, you know, people say, you know, that golden light is the Christ energy, you know, but the white light is like the God energy, and that has a Christ consciousness in it. And white encompasses everything, and it encompasses gold and silver and all that. And so that just gives an idea of, you know, what you can do with color and healing your body, different parts of your body. Which we've all known for a long time, but, you know, it's the technique that she's put that into is awesome.
Well, it sounds awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Now tell us the name of the book one more time for people listening in.
Okay. The Miracle of Metaphysical Healing by Evelyn Monahan. And if you just type into go into Amazon.com and type in The Miracle of Metaphysical Healing, and the book will come right up.
Well, all right, that sounds
and
exciting.
And it's well worth the money, particularly right now, you know, as we speak, because it just fits in with what we're doing right now.
Well, I know it does. Well, Mahala, we've got about 10 minutes left. Would you like to, got several people on waiting to talk to you. Do you want to answer a question? Do you have anything else you want to share?
Well, I think I've kind of talked quite a bit right now. Just a minute. Let me get some water in my, because
okay,
my mouth,
go
my,
ahead.
Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Pam?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Also,
okay, now I'm ready.
Mahala, I've had a couple of people I've been trying to talk to that wasn't able to get on the website and on Mahala's website, and also like not able to hear our show on demand. I've tried to work through and get them to where they can hear. So will you have Mahala tell us how to get onto her website and all that stuff again?
Yes.
Okay. To get on my website, it's really simple. It's just www and Mahala, MAHALAS. Some people forget to put the S on. So it's Mahala's Astrology, and then the word astrology.com. So make sure you say, put, you know, MAHALAS, Astrology. And then they should get right on without any problem, because we haven't had any problem with the website, you know, that I'm aware of.
Well, they just missed a number, a letter. That's all. Okay, well, good. And, of course, the Planet Alert is if they want to read
at hotmail.com.
Right?
Yeah, if, yeah. Right, yes, yeah. Or if they want to contact me for any reason.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, good deal. Okay. Well, let's bring one person in that she's been waiting since the beginning. Her name is Eileen, and she's from Florida, from Miami. Hello, Eileen. Are you there?
Hi, Mahala. I've been receiving.
Hi,
I've been getting your Planet Alert for years, and then recently, I'm so glad I found you tonight because I haven't been getting them. So I've been sending you emails, so you'll see me coming up. And just to make a comment,
okay.
On your website, you have it www.mahalaastrology. You're missing an S in there. So I figured in my intuition, I stuck it in there.
Oh, really?
I
hadn't noticed that. Oh, it's supposed to be it's supposed to be S in there.
I know, but my intuition said put that S in there, and I did it. So I love the way you were describing everything going on because I have a group coming to my house, and it's all about healing emotions and old patterns of thought patterns. So with that Scorpio and the Leo and the Jupiter in Leo, personally, I'm going through the roof with changes in my own life, and Saturn just moved into
my
seventh house, and I'm so happy. Oh, my God, I'm so happy
because
I'm coming out
great.
Now.
Yeah,
And Jupiter's conjuncting my Venus, and Uranus
great.
Yeah, and Uranus just moved with a conjunction to my Jupiter, and I've been traveling this planet all over Europe and South Pacific, and now I'm going to Indonesia and Singapore
in
December. So you're talking about Christmas, you know. I'm going to be in Singapore at the time of the lights. Can you believe it?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Well, I
so
don't know if the sky
really
will
exciting.
Light up right at... Yeah, I don't know if the sky will light up at that time, you know, but it'll be a lot of light coming in because it is a six-month, you know, time period that there's a possibility of the sky lighting up with colors, you know. And it would be nice if it happened on the winter solstice, you know, but that I don't know for sure. But anyways, all this other light is coming in, you know, and the celebration of lights all over the world, and it's just really exciting.
Well, I'm seeing
and
a spiritual awakening in people.
Yes,
major.
Yes. And this could be on an unseen level, too. I forgot to say that. You know, because whoever Uranus is in the chart, because it's in Aries, and that's new beginnings, and Uranus is the wake-up planet.
Right.
And so being that that's been retrograde for several months now, and that goes direct on the winter solstice, that's a time to celebrate just in itself. You know,
I have seen a lot
of people waking up, too.
Yeah,
you know?
And they're clearing out. They're clearing out old... I'm clearing out a marriage of 25 years. It just doesn't serve me anymore. And a lot of people are realizing that you can't hold on to the past. You know, the past
you
is
can,
past.
Definitely.
That's why it's the past.
That's
past
right.
So to embrace. Yeah, and I was talking to my nephew, and he's a Scorpio, and I mean, he's a Leo with Scorpio ascendant and a Pisces moon, and I just gave him all this information about tuning into the spirit within and listening from within. You got to listen from within and try not to fix everybody around you in the family and heal everybody. You got to work on yourself. You know, it's time
that's
to start
right.
working on it. And so people are being knocked left and right with that thinking that they have to still do the old systems, and that's what's going away.
Yeah. Right, and that is, it's so important because we can't fix anyone, you know. Once people learn that they can't fix anyone else, they have to fix themselves. And once we fix ourselves, then the 100th monkey theory comes into place where it just automatically goes to all these other people that have all fixed themselves, you know.
That's right. Yeah, because you get in their way because you're trying to tell them how to do their life and you forget about yours. And then if
you go
away from them, then they have to find their own wealth of strength from within. And everybody gets back on board together. And if they're not on board together, that's okay, too. This is just a place of experience, you know, and emotions.
Yes.
So let everybody do their own trip. Just enjoy your own.
Yes, I agree. I agree, totally. And when we can all get into the place of joy, you know, and I think that is coming so soon, you know. And that has been the blessing of Saturn and Scorpio. It's been able to clean us out of all the past stuff, you know. And Sagittarius is such a different vibration than Scorpio.
Yeah.
And so once we move into we get Saturn in Sag here, you know, even though it retrogrades a little in 2015, it retrogrades on the degree of bringing light to Earth.
What degree is that?
And 29 Scorpio.
Oh, when Saturn goes to 29 Scorpio, or when it goes into Sag?
Yes, that. Right before Saturn goes into Scorpio, into Sag, it'll be on 29 Scorpio, and that's the opposite of Alcyon, our central sun.
Right.
And I've experienced the energy, and this was like way back in 1984, and I had an experience where, man, I was just almost taken out of the world, you know, life and death experience out of my body. And I looked, I thought, oh, my God, you know, that was on 29 Scorpio. And then I looked up the meaning of it, and the meaning of that degree is light coming to Earth. And so where Alcyon is in, you know, the 29 Taurus, and so then that sends a light, and then it goes to Scorpio, which is where the Earth is, the opposite, yeah. And so it comes in. And so first I thought, oh, no, Saturn's going back in Scorpio, repeat stuff, you know. But then when I saw that it only stays on the 29th and then a little bit on the 28th degrees, it's just going to bring more light in.
So anybody who has any of major planet or anything in their chart at 29 degrees, Taurus or Scorpio is going to be affected by this on a big way.
Yes.
They should have some kind of major awakening.
Yes.
Or even the square,
definitely.
29 degrees Leo or Aquarius.
Aquarius, 29 Aquarius. Yes, all of them. Yeah.
What about if you have a cusp at that degree? You think that affects it?
I think it probably does. Yeah. Yeah. I think that the planets have more of an effect, but I think that the cusp does too.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about the energy coming in now, you know. There might be
some.
And
it's all the water with the Neptune and the Chiron's in Pisces, and then you have all the Scorpio and then the moon in Cancer. Moons in Cancer.
Right. Yeah, and Neptune and Chiron in Pisces, you know, because Pisces is, well, I think that's probably the most emotional sign. I mean, all the water signs are, but, you know, like Pisces and Cancer is a good second, but I think that Pisces is probably the most emotional. And with Chiron, you know, that's considered the wounded healer. And so,
karmically right now, Chiron is conjuncting my North Node today, right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, and so you're having the healing emotion things.
Yeah, people are coming to me, and we're doing this kind of workshop in my house about it's called unmasking to your divine self.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, isn't that interesting how astrology works, you know?
I love astrology.
Yeah, I do too. It's so interesting.
Well, Mahala, I could talk to you forever, so I'll let somebody else get on the phone right now because I think we only have 2 minutes left anyway. All right, but I'll be back to you. I'd like to find out about more of the Edgar Cayce. I'm going to send you my info through to get a reading from you on that.
Okay, yeah, I found this pretty interesting. You know. Oh, okay. Do I have time to tell? Okay. How they got the Edgar Cayce past life readings is this astrologer went to the Virginia Beach, you know, where the Edgar Cayce Foundation is, and he went through all of the reports, all of the readings that Cayce had given. And he took out everything that was said about the planets, you know, how it affected the people. And then he put all of this information into a program, a computer program. And I bought the program, and it's fascinating.
Oh.
You know?
So now you can see where it led you for this life, what you're supposed to do in this life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I find it really, really interesting.
Can you see if someone's... Yep. Can you see if this is the last life on somebody? Follow all the rules?
Well, a certain aspect, I forget which aspect it is, says that, you know, it is the last lifetime. You know, but I don't remember which one it is, you know. And
can you find out?
But it does say that in the, when it comes up in someone's chart again, it will. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because I should have written that down, you know, but I have too many things on my mind, so I haven't. But,
you have Aquarius in your chart. You sound like an Aquarian.
No, but I have Uranus in a trine to my moon.
Okay, because I feel Cancer and I feel Aquarius. Are you Cancerian?
I'm a Virgo with three planets in the house of Cancer.
Okay.
And so I pull in a lot of Cancer energy. In fact, sometimes I think that the Cancer is stronger in me than the Virgo is.
Yeah, I would say so. It's on your cup. Uh-huh.
And then as far as another minute here. Okay, as far as Virgo, there's a friend of mine who is an excellent astrologer taught me this system that I don't think anyone else knows about because, you know, nobody's really said anything about it, but that with the opposite, I mean, not the opposite, you know, like Virgo and Pisces are opposite, but like Aquarian and Aries, let's see, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius,
Leo.
Yeah, so if you just put Virgo on the cusp and go six signs like Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, then that's your mirror image. So why you say Aquarius, you know, so Aquarius is a mirror image of Virgo. It's not the opposite, but it's a mirror image.
But six houses away from Virgo would be Pisces, no?
No, that would be seven. That would be the opposite.
So you're including Virgo. So Virgo, Libra,
yeah, right.
Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius. Okay.
Yes.
So that's why I'm...
And then you can tell anyone's sign by just putting their sign on the on the cusp and then just counting six houses away. And that would be the person's mirror image. And it's very, very important. And I know I draw a lot of Aquarian people into my life.
That makes a lot of sense because mine comes up as Sagittarius, and which also resonates to my need to be freedom, freedom-oriented.
Yes, and what
and
you're just talking about, traveling all over the world.
Yeah, and those different, I love cultures, different kinds of cultures.
Uh-huh.
I live in close
right, yeah.
to the core of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and seeking knowledge and information like that, yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
so
Mahalo, we have one more person online that I would
like to
talk to.
All right, I'm going
to
get off. We'll talk. Thank you very much for listening and sharing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
But
Bye.
We have enough time for about five more minutes, and I know you're probably worn out, but I want to see what Jack's been waiting since the beginning. She's from Arkansas. See what she has to say.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Can you
hear me? Hi, Jackie.
Question?
Could you expand
Jackie,
a little bit? Yes. Can you expand a little bit more about the light in the heaven? I find that fascinating because
okay.
I can
uh-huh.
feel that happening.
Uh-huh. I don't really know. I mean, just like what I had said before in the program, because I've had that dream, and the dream was so dominant in my life, you know, and like in the late 70s, and, you know, I knew that that was a sign in the heavens that was going to say that we were at the end of our journey, you know, and we will have made it. But as far as anything else about it, I don't really know, except that, well, it talks about, let's see, I think, well, some of the emails I got talked about, like the fire in the heavens, and the fire, it will affect everyone on some level, you know, and
yeah.
I don't know exactly how that will work. Maybe people will instantly wake up. That thought just came to me. I don't know. But I know that it talks about, you know, like at the end, the light appears in the heavens. And I know that different channelings have said over the year that there's a great light coming, you know, and when the great light come, you know, we know that we're definitely in the change. So that's all I really know about that particular event.
Okay.
But I'm excited to see it.
Me too.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for sharing tonight. Great show, Pam. Thanks.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jackie. Well, mahalo, this was a great show, and you just shared so much wonderful stuff with us, and we love having you on the show. Hope to get you back again soon, and I want to tell everybody to get back on the show again next Monday. I have Shauna. She is a psychic medium, and she'll be talking to our loved ones that have crossed over. Be sure and listen in. That's next Monday, 4:30 Pacific Coast time. And but I want to thank you again, Mahala. And do you have any last thought you want to put out there?
Well, I just think that, like we are talking about, the most important thing is to love yourself. You know, and once you love yourself, then you have it made. Because then wherever you go, you don't have to do anything. The love will just vibrate out from you, and that will affect everyone around you. And you can go to a store or whatever, and people will just automatically feel your vibration. And once they feel your vibration, if it's manifesting love, then they'll want to know what's going on, and it will help them wake up.
Well, I agree with you. And it is. It's all about love. And that's why we love to have you on here, honey. Okay, well, thank you. And Annie, are you there? She got off the show accidentally. Did I lose her?
Yes, no. I'm on.
Okay,
well, thank you, Mahala. I'm going to have to go back in and listen. I missed a lot of it with these callers, but you're always fabulous, and great to hear from you.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone have an awesome week.
Yes, definitely. Very
thank
definitely.
You. All right.
Okay. Night-night. Bye.
Night-night, hon. Bye.
Good night.